على آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وارض عني لضا لا تسقط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وارحم سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وترحم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما تحننت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما سلمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وارحم سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد من عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما جعلتها على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله، الزاكيات لله، الطيبات، الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء، التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني، اللهم اغفر لنا واهدنا. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Last year in the time after the last program, in this short time, we discussed some muraqabas. So just to revise those muraqabas that we discussed last year, and this is something to keep fresh with us all the time. So today we will discuss one particular muraqabah, but before that, what is this muraqabah all about and what is its need? So muraqabah is meditating. To meditate. Meditate what? To sit down and ponder over something particular, whatever it might be, that is prescribed. So one is the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is the actual essence of everything. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. The zikr of Allah ta'ala is the greatest aspect. But sometimes our hearts are so far away from Allah's remembrance that even when the tongue is somehow put into some remembrance of Allah ta'ala, the heart is still far away somewhere else. And the heart is sometimes very, very dead. So to bring the heart alive and conscious, this is the purpose of these muraqabas. And this is established from Sunnah. So these muraqabas are for this purpose, that by meditating in a dedicated manner for that short duration also, this has a very deep effect if it's done consistently every day in that time. Over time it starts bringing the heart alive. For example, if it is muraqabah of maut, the muraqabah of death, which is a very important aspect which the mashayikh emphasize very greatly. And in the hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized this, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ الموت. Abundantly remember that which will sever all pleasures, death. So now, what is required is that the person now meditate over death. So now when he's meditating over death, it's not just unlike, for example, reading something, he's reading a book, so that also is beneficial obviously, very beneficial, provided he's concentrating on what he's reading. He's listening to some talk, and there's a discussion about death, the reality of death, so he'll benefit from that as well. But now this is taking it right to his heart directly. This meditating is from the heart. Meditating got nothing to do with even the tongue. He's not saying anything. He's not reading anything. But that reading and listening is all meant to bring something in the heart. When a person is listening to something, some talk of deen, it's meant to bring it to the heart. He's reading some book that is meant to bring alive his heart. It's for the heart. So now we're going directly to the heart itself, engaging the heart in what the essence of it all is. So this is very effective if it's done correctly and consistently. If a person does something, there's some antibiotic to take, he takes one day, then 5 days he misses it, then again five days later he takes it again, and at random, here and there, he's not going to see the desired effect. It's not going to be without benefit, but he's not going to see the desired effect. He wants a desired effect, then they say take it at the same time every day. There are certain medications that very greatly emphasized that fix the time, make sure next day you take it at the same time. And every day take it at the same time. Because it has a specific effect in that manner. So therefore these muraqabas are very, very important, very necessary, and very effective also, provided it's done correctly. So today in the little time we have left, the one muraqabah, which is the muraqabah known as the muraqabah of ma'iyat. Ma'iyat meaning togetherness. Together, here meaning to build that consciousness with Allah Ta'ala. Consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. Bringing ourselves togetherness with Allah Ta'ala. So many a times we are engaged in ibadat, we engage in salah, we engage in other amal, but yet we are not conscious of Allah Ta'ala. Person is reciting Quran Sharif, but sometimes while reciting Quran Sharif, his mind and heart is in some haram, Allah forbid. Person is in the midst of salah, and where his mind and heart is sometimes. So this is the important aspect to develop that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. The famous incident of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, just the core of it, that one Bedouin had the flock of sheep and he asked, okay, give us some milk. He said, no, it's not mine. So in any case, to test him, he said, okay, give us one. We'll sell it. Sell us one. We'll give you the money. We'll have the goat. You'll have the money. And we'll milk it when we want. You'll have the money. You pocket it. So his response was, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. You are telling me, pocket the money, and then just give your master one story later on that one wolf came and devoured one sheep. فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. Are you forgetting Allah I'm talking? Is Allah not aware? Can we hide this from Allah Ta'ala? I can hide it from my master, I can hide it from people, but can I hide it from Allah Ta'ala? Now, what spoke
at that moment, he was out in the desert somewhere, and if he made up that story, insan was a bit difficult for somebody to know what went on. But what spoke from his heart was that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. Now that is the need. And that is what we have to develop in this time also. That keep reminding ourselves in all the amal that we do, Allah is watching. We are reciting Quran Sharif, Allah is listening. Making zikr, Allah is listening. Allah is aware. If I'm in sajda, Allah is aware. And anything and everything. So this constant consciousness, when this develops, this is what is ihsan. In the famous hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. That you worship Allah Ta'ala as if you are seeing Him. But if somebody now questions that, then how can I do this? I've never seen Allah Ta'ala. So it doesn't matter if that's not possible for you, because that's not the essential aspect. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. The real effective part of this is the reality that Allah is seeing you. You cannot see Allah Ta'ala, doesn't matter. But the reality that Allah Ta'ala is seeing you and watching what everything you are doing, and Allah knows what's in the deep recesses of your heart, that consciousness comes alive, that is the requirement for ihsan. And an ta'bud Allah, you worship Allah Ta'ala, that worship is not salah only. Ta'bud ibadat, a mu'min's entire life is ibadat. His eating is ibadat, his sleeping is ibadat. Everything he does in a way that is ibadat. So everything has to be with the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. When that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala comes alive in all conditions, in privacy, in public, in the workplace, whether in the masjid, then that is ihsan. That is this quality that has been Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in that last days of, not long before he passed away, this incident took place, and he highlighted, Jibreel Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked these questions, Akhbirni anil ihsan, after asking about Islam, Iman, Islam and Ihsan. That just as Iman is learned and Islam is learned, Ihsan has to be learned also. So now to acquire this Ihsan, one of the very effective things is this Muraqabah. Now among the Muraqabahs that are thought to acquire this Ihsan and this consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, one is the Muraqabah of the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. This is the ayat that most people are familiar with, Surah Iqra. Alam ya'lam, does he not know that Allah is watching? Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does he not know that Allah is watching? Now deeply from the heart, repeatedly repeating this ayat, over and over again, repeating this ayat deeply from the heart. Alam ya'lam, very consciously. No lip movement also, no tongue movement. The heart is reciting. And that is what brings the true, the full effect of it. That sometimes when the tongue is reciting something, but the mind is somewhere else, the heart is somewhere. Now the heart must be engaged in that reciting. The heart is repeating it. And إِذَا تَكَرَّرَ تَقَرَّرَ. This is now on the level of when something is heard repeatedly, then, or it's spoken repeatedly also, it gradually gets to the heart. Now here the heart itself is repeating it. So when the ears hear something repeatedly, eventually it knocks on the door of the heart. When the tongue speaks something often, it eventually knocks on the heart. And that is why we are emphasized upon to often make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala verbally as well, because that gradually starts seeping into the heart. Now we are trying to get the heart itself to do the reciting. So now this is one of the many ayat, but even if we latch onto one, but the, even if it is in short doses, 2.5-3 minutes at a time, morning, afternoon, evening, and we have ample time, and this is not confined to i'tikaf, any time and every time we have ample time. It's just that too many other things that have stolen the time away. If we take those things out, we have ample time. So even if just the key factor and the key aspect is to be maintaining the consciousness, and at that time not to, to clear the mind of everything else. Clear the mind and heart of everything else, completely focused on what one is reciting, the heart is reciting. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Then included in that, another ayat, the person knows the ayat, can add it to it. The ayat where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala highlights this, that inna sam'a wal basara wal fu'ad, kullu ula'ika kana anhu mas'oola. Inna sam'a, verily the hearing, the person's hearing, wal basar, his sight, and wal fu'ad, his heart. Because the sight and the hearing affects the heart. What the person hears, then his mind starts thinking about something. He saw something, and the next thing his mind is engulfed, his heart is engulfed in that. So Allah is reminding him, and making him conscious of this, that remember, Allah is aware of everything. Even if you thought nobody saw, but Allah saw. And you thought only you heard, but Allah knows what you heard. And let alone that, Allah knows what's in the depths of the heart. Therefore, another ayat, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah Ta'ala knows the deception of the eye and what the heart conceals. So these ayat can be interchanged as well. But even just the first ayat, we just latch onto that and very deeply, repeatedly, for 3 minutes, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that consciousness is there, 5 minutes, but 3 to 5 minutes, we try to, and 3-4 times a day, this will gradually, as mentioned, our problem is we want everything to see some result on the turn. Press the button and the thing must start spinning. Now, this is not the way everything works. We'll have to do something consistently. Then now the person got that whole course of antibiotics, so he says, okay, take the whole lot today. It doesn't work like that. You'll have to take it one every day or whatever the prescription is, and then it has its desired effect. So likewise, this fix the times, very easy to put it into a system is to link it up to some salah time. Before Fajr, after Zuhr, after Maghrib, for example, 3-4 salahs, we fix the time that before the salah or after the salah, this 3 minutes, 5 minutes, I'm going to engage in this muraqabah. And at other times as well, this is a very effective aspect. This is a muraqabah of ma'iyyat, which brings alive this consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Now, inshallah, at least for 3-4 minutes, 5 minutes, we try to just engage first in some zikr, and then we get engaged in our amal. If you want to rest, we rest, wake up later and get engaged in our ibadat. But we will, inshallah, keep reminding ourselves. We refrain from all kinds of idle conversations and just sitting around and engaging in some just this talking of this, that and the other. We keep our time occupied correctly, and inshallah we will get the great benefit. All the idle talk, it will take away all the noor of whatever we are trying to acquire. Allah forbid it will slip into something haram, we'll lose everything. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdik. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu. In the morning, inshallah, being the odd nights, morning at quarter past three. Quarter past three will be the next program, the zikr and dua, inshallah. The one very important announcement which we always have to keep reminding. Number one, the respect of the masjid we spoke about earlier, to maintain the etiquette and the adab of the masjid at all times. Then there are certain things which should never come into the masjid at any time, shouldn't be even outside the masjid in our lives. One of those things is music, which is forbidden. So now, unfortunately, with all the way things go, so one of the things is the alarms that are set on to wake us up, that should never be the thing to wake us up, that we wake up with something that is not permissible. And then unfortunately, sometimes that is set and brought into the masjid, then that goes on in the masjid, and the masjid is soiled with some music playing inside the house of Allah Ta'ala. That is a very, very sad thing, very tragic. So let's make sure if by chance that is there, we make tawbah from that too, change it completely, and be very, very certain that there is no musical tone at all ever on our phones for anything, for the musical ringtone too should be out, and alarm tone or any tone. That is something to make tawbah from. This is a time to make tawbah. This is a time to turn to Allah Ta'ala. We made some mistakes in our past. We didn't know about it. These things sometimes slipped us. We didn't realize it. But now's the time to make the change. It's never too late. Allah has made the opportunity available for us. So this came to it. Etikaf became the means of it coming to our attention. Oh, we forgot about the reality and it came. Now's the time to latch onto that. Make tawbah. And with that part of the tawbah is to remove the wrong. So with that intention, change that, and inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq to stay away from it forever, inshallah.
Daily the tasbihat we should also be trying to complete, and this is also a time that we can use for that. Apart from the zikr that we do jointly, we should have our time for zikr and tasbihat. Tasbihat at least minimum, this is the bare minimum. We should try to complete istighfar 300 times in the day. You can spread it throughout the day, even the short formula of istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. But very deeply, deeply from the heart, each time saying astaghfirullah, feeling that istighfar washing our heart. And then at least 300 times durood sharif in the day. So the very easy thing is to split the day in different sections. Some we do in the morning, some in the afternoon, some in the evening. There's ample time, and again, as mentioned, we link it to the salah time. We are in time there. By the time azan takes place, we are ready, and we've completed our sunnats immediately after the azan. Then we got the time between the sunnats and the jamaat. That time, much gets done in that time, very easily. So even the short formula of istighfar, the short formula of durood sharif, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So 300 times istighfar, 300 times durood sharif in the day. This too we try to complete. This time also we can use for the completion of our tasbihat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.